I feel very good about taking all my clothes off with all these lovely people and just being organic and natural.
Any excuse to sort of get it out in public is good enough for me.
There could be some burnt asses though, wouldn't there?
If you'd asked me this morning what's the chances of me cycling completely naked through London, I'd have said absolutely none. I was in Brighton to report on their first world naked bike ride. Although it wasn't actually fully naked, as police said they'd arrest anyone exposing their rude bits.
I was prepared to be fully naked before we found out that the prudish police had told us to cover up. Leaves are the only alternative.
And just describing your outfit here, leaves covering your chest and a beautiful leaf painted on your boob and on your bum, a fantastic
array
of leaves.
Like many of the cyclists, organiser Nick Sayers finished the ride with a swim in the sea at Brighton's nudist beach.
How do you think it's gone today?
Good, good.
You're shivering.
I mean, yeah, I'm a little bit cut. No, that's not too bad. I'm just like, ah!
And you've topped it off with a swim in the sea.
Hell yeah.
How
hell
did
yeah.
that feel when you got into the
Brilliant.
Water?
Brilliant. I mean, it should have been like this from the start, really. I mean, people are just loving it. So I don't know what the problem was with Chief Superintendent Jeremy Payne, but it was absolute dream protest.
And you're up to London now.
Indeed, yeah. Off the dash to the train station to make it up to the 3 o'clock start.
But you won't be able to finish that one with a swim.
No, but we're cycling naked through the heart of London, so you can't top that.
The bike ride in London, like others around the globe, was to be fully naked, to highlight the vulnerability of cyclists on our busy roads and to protest against our dependency on oil. I'd been planning on watching the England match in a local pub, but 30 minutes later found myself on a train to London with Nick and friends. The burning question was, would I now dare to bear all?
The moment of truth, off they come.
So you've been interviewing people all day about taking their clothes off, and now this is
and
your
now I'm
moment?
I'm about to do it. Right down they come. I did not plan on doing this morning, and I can't believe that I'm in the centre of London cycling through it naked this afternoon. One thing that's quite funny is, I mean, I've been cycling for only about 3 minutes, and you kind of just forget that you're naked, and then somebody cheers.
More than 600 cyclists joined the journey from Hyde Park Corner through Piccadilly, Trafalgar Square and past Downing Street.
Come and join us, Mr. Blair!
Several cyclists have just gone and approached the gates of Downing Street, much to the amusement of the police officers standing guard there. And somebody shouted out, "Take your kit off, Mr. Blair. Come and join us." I don't think he's going to.
Now, what were the chances of running into the one cyclist whose picture from last year's naked bike ride was featured in our local rag?
Well, this is a man who was here last year. You did this last year, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Because you were on the picture, sorry, in our Brighton paper.
I did not know that.
Yeah, well, I've got the picture in my bag.
Oh. I didn't think I'd have recognised him with his clothes on. By the end of the day, I'd realised that these protesters had a serious message to peddle.
I just cycled back from Hyde Park Corner, this time without the protection of the police and the 600 other nude cyclists. Obviously, I'm clothed now, and it's actually terrifying cycling through London traffic.
The Metropolitan Police were more than happy with the way the protest had gone. Superintendent Aitchinson.
It went extremely well. We had absolutely no difficulty in policing the participants. There was no disorder of any sort, and it was a friendly afternoon out, both for police and particularly for the people that took part.
I asked Brighton Superintendent Kevin Moore if the police would now allow next year's Brighton bike ride to be fully naked. The answer? A resounding no. This is Sarah Lisa Howe after a truly eventful day.